Next item on the agenda is item five, James Golding, docket number 11-0516, request authorization to construct an open-sided 792-square-foot boathouse at the end of a proposed 200-foot-long private open-pile pier. Project is protested by several property owners. Mr. Owen, good morning.
Mr. Bowman, members of the commission, good morning.
Could you introduce yourself to the new members of the commission, please?
Randy Owen. I started in many gray hairs ago, 1988, with fisheries. Moved over to Habitat in 1990 and have been there ever since. Resident of Danville, Virginia. I'm going to say that proudly.
We won't hold that against you. Go ahead.
as the commissioner says, Mr. Golding is here today before you requesting authorization for a 792-square-foot open-sided structure in lieu of a previously authorized larger structure at his property on the James River in Charles City County. It is protested. The project is located approximately 500 feet downstream of the Benjamin Harrison Bridge on the James River. If you look upstream and across the river, you see the city of Hopewell. This section of the James has numerous waterfront homes. Piers and boathouses are common to this area. Mr. Golding's property is a vacant lot on Harrison Point Drive, which is a dead-end street. There are two upstream waterfront homes and two downstream waterfront homes. They all have piers and boathouses. His is, again, the vacant lot in the center. He came before the, well, he got a permit from this commission in 2002 for the 1,232-square-foot enclosed structure at the end of a 150-foot-long pier. The pier qualified for the statutory authorization at that time. The boathouse was unopposed at that time, and the project, you know, was permitted. I do believe several of the neighbors have changed hands since 02. He came to us this past winter asking for an extension of this permit until its 10th and final year. We typically authorize permits for 10-year maximum life. Because he had not built the structure, does not own a vessel, and had not constructed a home on the property, we were reluctant to extend the permit the final year. At my suggestion, he agreed to submit, this is the cross section for the original structure, he agreed to submit revised drawings that were more consistent with our current statutory authorization for boathouses. It's slightly larger than the 700-square-foot cap. He has a contract on a 42-foot vessel that's in your packet. It is an open-sided structure. He did ask to locate it 50 feet further offshore to reach greater depths. We asked the contractor, you know, to give us soundings for that justification. You'll see that he picks up roughly another foot of water by going out another 50 feet. This is the cross-section showing you the open-sided design. It is protested by all four of his neighbors who basically think the pier is too long, the roof is too high, and they don't want to see sides on the structure. Well, as I said, the current proposal has no sides. The soundings that were taken by the contractor were questioned by one of the neighbors, so I went out and verified them myself. The pier at the base of the slide is that of Mr. Bill Myers, the downstream adjacent property owner. And if you look, there's a staked alignment right here for the boathouse in question. If you were to line the pier 150 feet offshore in line with Mr. Myers' pier at 150, and these depths are not at mean low water, but you basically pick up an extra 6 inches of water if you move another 50 feet offshore. But more importantly, Mr. Golding's boathouse is proposed in the same approximate depth as that as the existing pier downstream. This is a ground shot taken from the upstream adjacent property owner, who's also protesting the project. This is her pier and her boathouse. This is the downstream pier, downstream adjacent property owner's pier and boathouse. And then Mr. Golding's proposal would be from his lot out and pretty much in between the two structures, but about 50 feet further than this structure. And that's the final aerial. I'd like to move to my summary. And as I've said, I went out and looked at the soundings myself, and since he's proposing to be in the same depth of water as the downstream neighbor, we believe that the 200-foot-long pier still qualifies for the statutory authorization. The Corps of Engineers has authorized the structure under their original permit 17. We did ask Mr. Golden's contractor on the minimum roof height necessary to accommodate the contract vessel. The contractor, who's here today, Roger McKinley Jr., agreed to reduce the height an additional 3 feet. He maintains that the current design before you provides the minimum height necessary to protect the vessel and the lift pursuant to the manufacturer's recommendations. Although the total square footage of the open-sided structure exceeds the 700-square-foot threshold as provided for in Section 282-1203A5 of the Code, the structure appears to be reasonably sized for the vessel the applicant intends to purchase. In staff's opinion, the project should not impede navigation along this section of the James River. Had the boathouse proposal not been protested by the neighbors, we would have administratively authorized this project. While staff is sensitive to the concerns raised by the protestants, we note that private piers and open-sided boathouses are very common along the subject waterway. Accordingly, after consideration of the factors contained in Section 282-1205 of the Code of Virginia, and in light of Mr. Golden's agreement to reduce the boathouse dimensions and remove its sides, staff recommends approval of the project as currently proposed, contingent on the receipt of the bill of sale for the contract vessel prior to permit issuance.
Any questions of Mr. Owen? Mr. Robbins.
One question about the height. It appears that there was some response from the contractor in response to that concern, and you said they had agreed to reduce it by 3 feet. So if we were to relate that back to the drawings that we have in the plan view drawings, right now it indicates that it would be 18 feet above mean high water. Is that the amended height, or
that is the amended height?
That is the amended height.
21.
Okay, thank you.
Further questions, Mr. Lane?
Just simply a boathouse, or is there a lifted apparatus, a lift boat to the?
Just a second. There will
be a lift.
There will be
a lift. I'm putting him under oath for you. Okay. Further questions?
Yep.
Applicant present. I'm sorry. Mr. Sussman.
Yeah, quick question. The opposition states that it opposed because the pierhead is past the established line. Is there a established line per code, or?
No, sir. Basically, I provided this aerial so you could see where the piers generally reach. I should point out that when I sounded the proposal, which is 50 feet past this pier, also sounded these two piers. They're considerably inshore and in about a foot less of water, but there has not been an established pierhead line that the commission has the authority to set.
Okay.
I want to discuss the RP 17.
The Corps of Engineers, under their program, they have a non-reporting regional permit 17. Should you qualify, you may choose not, to even report to them, but they did not. They went in and had the Corps review it. The Corps found that the pier and boathouse as proposed meet their requirements for, the pier that under the regional permit 17. I also went ahead and sounded from the proposal offshore, and there's on the nautical charts, there's an old gut out there, but from what I can tell, it's all filled in. I found consistently 5 foot of water whether I was 1,000 feet offshore, 2,000 feet offshore, and it seems to stay roughly 5 feet all the way out to the channel.
Unless my eyes are deceiving me, you can see the shading
right
from the aerial that indicates the.
The arrow seems to show it, but I think it's fairly unconsolidated sediments for the most part. I found, once you get to minus five, I couldn't find anything either.
Further questions? Mr. Tankard?
You've been to the site, obviously. Do you think that the increased length of the pier will impede navigation to the adjacent property owners?
No, sir.
Further questions? Thank you, Randy. Is the applicant present or represented?
Yes, sir.
Sir, could you come forward, please?
Yes, sir.
Raise your right hand. Solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to provide to be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
Yes,
can you state your name for the record, please?
Roger McKinley.
Mr. McKinley, good to have you here, sir.
Yes, good morning, Mr. Chairman, and members. Randy's touched on most everything that, we've wanted to propose.
And you're the agent for the...
Yes, sir. I
correct.
And basically, I wanted to touch on a few things, the first of which, he's addressed, the fact that we did have a permit for an enclosed boathouse that was, significantly larger than what we're proposing now. We've, since removed the sides, so it will now be an open structure. The next thing was the justification for the increased length. I think he's, you know, made it pretty clear that, you know, we needed some extra depth. You know, basically what we're wanting to propose is, you know, the open-sided structure that would have a boat lift inside so he could raise his boat out of the water. You know, on this area of the river, you have a lot of debris and, you know, flotsam, you know, coming back and forth. So he's doing that just to, you know, protect his boat. The third thing I wanted to address is the height issue. We have since reduced the height from 21 feet to now 18 from mean high water. And what I wanted to go over was, if we can get back to that one drawing of the side view. Right there, as you can see, we've got the mean high water line delineated on there. From the mean high water line to the proposed pier deck will be 3 feet. So that's how high, you know, the deck of the pier will be. Then from there, we have 8 feet to the eave of the boathouse, which is the lowest portion of the roof. And from that point to the peak, we have 7, you know, thus giving us a total of 18. Now, we lose, by the time you raise the boat lift up to the pier deck, which is fairly standard, you know, the boat lift warranty is only good if you keep it out of, you know, out of the water, so sure, it can't be inundated. You lose about a foot and a half by the time you take into consideration the beams and the bunks. So then you lose about 6 feet from the peak of the roof down because of the roof trusses. We are using a modified standard truss, so that it won't be flat across, it'll be a scissor design. And then that leaves about 7.5 feet. We need approximately 6.5 to 7 for the boat. So that's pretty much the bare minimum is what we've reduced the height to.
So what you're saying is the bottom of the boat isn't going to clear the water, mean high water, but very minimal amount.
Exactly. By the time you raise up, you know, the boat lift, you know, the top of the boat will be about a foot down from the, you know, the inside of the trusses. So it's the bare minimum.
Especially with the tidal flows that you have through there.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's one of the justifications for, you know, trying to, you know, raise the pier height, you know, from, you know, about 3 feet in this area. Standard would be, you know, about 2 feet off of high, but in this case, it needs to be a little higher. I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Mr. Robbins?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to ask if you could tell us a little bit about the boat that you're planning on putting in there and how that relates, how the draft of that vessel relates to the length of the pier.
Certainly. Well, basically, let's see, we have a contract. I believe you all have this in your packet. Boat draws approximately 3.5 to 4. And if you look here, if you all can go to 5.2, you'll see the length of the boat is 42 feet. And to address the boathouse length, it's 44, thus only giving us, you know, 2 feet of extra clearance. So basically, you see the bottom line, you have 45 inches. It's almost 4 feet of draft. So we're going to be, you know, barely able to get the boat on, you know, on a high tide. So that, you know, he'll have to, you know, utilize the tides to be able to, you know, raise and lower his lift to get his boat on and off. That's pretty much the justification for exceeding the 50 foot that we had proposed before to 200 feet now.
Thank you.
Further questions of Mr. McKinley? Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Anyone else here in support of this project? Anyone here in opposition to the project? Sir, could you come forward, please? Randy, you put the aerial back up for me, please.
That one?
Yep, that's one. Raise your right hand, sir. You solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give to be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. You state your name, please.
William Myers.
Okay. Proceed, please.
Yes, well, give you these pictures, if I may.
We'll have to keep them.
Oh, that's fine.
Okay.
I didn't know how many copies I made.
That's fine.
The property on the downstream side is my property. And but the pier right there. I guess I can use it.
Yes, sir, please.
This is all new to me, so bear with me.
Take your time.
I bought my property in 07. I was not aware of any existing permit for any kind of a sided boathouse at that time.
Could you point to your property with the pointer for me, sir? I wasn't clear where your property is.
Okay.
Randy? River red button. Okay. Right here.
All right, sir. Thank you.
If you look at those pictures, I'll pass them around where everyone can see. I know this isn't a popularity contest, but Mr. Golding is probably the most irresponsible property owner that I've ever had an experience to be next to. He doesn't keep the grass cut over.
Sir, that's no. Wait a minute. Whoa. I'm chairing this meeting. I'll decide what's relevant, what's not relevant. You're straying. We're here to determine the acceptable uses of the subaqueous bottom of the Commonwealth of Virginia, and I would ask you to please keep your comments to that. Okay. Thank you.
All I ask is that you do it right. Please give it the consideration that it needs to be given. My pictures there show the view, and if you put a 21-foot tall boathouse there off the water, it's going to obstruct that view. If Mr. Golding, in fact, has a boat or buys a boat, then I asked, my objections would be, I wouldn't have any objections. But what? I did call Nautical Marine. There is no such boat on order. There is no deposit on this. This is simply just to play the.
Mr. Myers, a condition of his permit is for him that was to have a contract or him to actually consummate the deal. Is that correct? So without the purchase of the vessel...
Then I'm fine with that. Show me the vessel, show me the need, but don't give him a permit to put something out there when he does not have a boat. My understanding is, and I have talked to office personnel as well as sales personnel, there is no boat on order.
I can assure you before this permit is issued, the boat will be purchased.
That's my concern.
Good deal.
You show me the boat, show me the need.
Thank you, Mr. Myers. Any questions to Mr. Myers? Thank you, sir. Anyone else here in opposition to the project? Seeing none, the matter is before the commission. Mr. Robbins?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate the concerns of the protestants that were identified in the staff summary regarding potential impacts to the view shed, but I think if we looked at what was originally proposed at the site and permitted for an enclosed structure, the proposed open-sided structure would have significantly less impact on the view shed. And in terms of the need for the additional length of the pier, I think we've heard pretty clearly that the additional length is necessary. Even with the additional length, they'll still be significantly tide limited given the relatively deep draft of the proposed vessel. And then in terms of the scale of the boathouse itself relative to the proposed vessel, there's very little additional overhang. So I don't think it's inordinately large in terms of what's being proposed. But I would offer a motion to approve the project consistent with staff's recommended condition regarding the bill of sale for the vessel.
Is there a second to the motion? Second by Mr. Schick. Further discussion on the motion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much. Thank you.